We do have Jeremy Alexander joining us. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Greg, and thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping by. Talk to the listeners about your decision to run for mayor.
Yeah, well, it was honestly a really, really difficult decision. I sat there probably about a month ago and honestly made the decision to run for the third ward. You know, I figured it was better to stay in the small seat and, you know, continue to serve. I went out there and collected all my petition signatures for the third ward and had basically almost a 100% positive review. Every single door I knocked on, absolutely loved the job that I've been doing and asked why I didn't run for mayor. And, you know, that was really encouraging. And I explained, you know, I figured it was more valuable to continue serving in the small seat. But then when I went in and turned in my signatures, I also had a petition problem. My petition for the third ward was thrown out on Friday. And so Saturday morning, I spoke to all my supporters and a decision was made. My supporters wanted to create a new petition for mayor. So starting Saturday morning, 120 some signatures were gathered over the weekend and that was submitted Tuesday. So here I am on the ballot for mayor per request of my supporters.
So you had to make a pretty quick decision.
Absolutely. You know, it was a lot of kind of mental thought involved in that. But, you know, I'll take it as a serendipitous accident on my petition. And, you know, I am a pretty religious person. So I definitely feel the hand of God in this situation. And, you know, I want to continue serving the people of the third ward. I want to, you know, continue serving my God and the role he's picked for me here. And, you know, just continue doing the best I can for the city of Jackson.
You know, it's kind of strange. We've had so many issues with these petitions. Can it be that difficult?
Well, you know, it is a difficult role. We want to make sure that every single voter is respected, whether that's a voter that is signing a petition or a voter that's wishing to run for office or a voter selecting somebody for that office.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every job is difficult. Every job has nuisances. And, you know, I think it's incumbent upon the city council to look and see what's going on with all the jobs that are done for the city and see, you know, what we can do to improve those policies and procedures to make this a easier and more consistent process.
Yeah, it shouldn't, I don't know, it just seems from the outside that it shouldn't be that difficult. If you're elected, Jeremy, what would be your focus?
Well, yeah, honestly, the same as it's been for the last 4 years, listening to everyone else. I think the last thing that we need in Jackson is to have another mayoral candidate come in with their own agenda. And I don't mean to say that in a bad way, because often some of our candidates highlight some of the issues that we need to work on. But it makes me wonder why these candidates haven't brought these issues to council for us to work on. You know, and I think my complaints are more with the campaigning process of, you know, politics in general. You know, it seems awful that every candidate has to come in and say what the council is doing horribly and what they intend to do better. I personally think the council in the last year or two is doing the best I've seen. You know, and this is as a citizen who's complained about the council over the last 20 years. But honestly, when I look at the job that the council is doing in the last year or two, we have been working together. We have been talking about things. We've had discussion items. We talk, and that essentially is what I believe makes a good council. It's essentially what I believe makes a good city. When we talk to our neighbors, when we allow each other to express themselves, to listen to what's important to somebody else. And then the seven of us can make the best decision that we can going forward. Myself as mayor, I want to listen to our city. I want to support the agenda items that we already have. We already know we need to fix the roads. We already know we need a good plan for our water system over the next, you know, decades to come.
Sure.
We already know we have these issues. I'm not bringing anything more to the table. I want to get the work done that's already sitting at the table.
So let me rephrase that. How would you be different than the current mayor?
Well, our current mayor, like we can take a look at this neighborhood ordinance that we have at the council right now. You know, our current mayor, he kind of shopped this around within his own groups, found some support, and then wants to bring it to the council to say, hey, we can get this done. But right now, we don't have strong support within the community. We have at least one major neighborhood watch group that is completely against this ordinance. And so my duty, and as mayor, we go and talk to these people and say, why are you against us? When somebody's against our ideas, we don't have to take that personally. We can simply say, why? You know, maybe that person has a better idea. Maybe that person has a different methodology. And that's what I think is lacking right now, especially in the mayoral office, is that it is too incumbent to do things my way, so to speak, you know, whomever that person is. I think that we need a leader that is willing to listen. And leadership isn't about everyone has to follow me. Leadership is about serving others. And I believe my job as mayor will be to serve the other six members of city council so that me supporting them, they are more prepared to go out and serve also their constituents. Leadership is service, at least in my personal opinion.
So it does sound like you're pretty pleased with the way things have gone, let's just say, the past couple of years.
I'd say I'm really happy in about the last year and a half. I think the first 2 years that I was on council, and again, this has been a learning experience. My first, when I first won the election in 17, it was a little bit of a contentious election. There's a lot of political issues going out through Jackson. And in the first year or two, there was a lot of those arguments that you could see reflected in the city council. You could see that there were almost sides. Some people that, you know, were on this side of the slate and some people that were on that side of the slate. And there's more arguments and more, you know, more of those political buzzwords thrown at each other. Where by comparison, if you look at the last year or two, we've been talking, we've been working together. And I'm not saying that all of a sudden the city council's got it all right, simply that we're on making steps in the right direction, working together and respecting each other and respecting all the opinions that come to council. You know, again, that's how we make good decisions in our homes, when we talk to people, when we work out and listen to everyone. That's how we make good decisions in our neighborhoods, when we talk to our neighbors, when we work out our issues. And, you know, by example, it's the same thing at city council. When we work with each other, when we respect one another, when we're willing to talk out some of these issues, that's when we'll find success. And right now, I do believe that the council is on the right path. And I really hope that we can maintain that over the next 7 months of this election season, as well as in the years to come.
Well, it'll be interesting because I guess we don't know today. We may know later today whether it's a three-horse race or a four-horse race. But when you get four people in there, it's hard to handicap.
Right. And, yeah, there's all, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm not an experienced political person by grace. Thank you. You know, I'm just a guy from Jackson. I know there's a lot of this debate on, you know, who's going to get these votes and all kinds of political thoughts and calculations. You know, I'd rather just keep my approach a little bit simpler. You know, I'm here to serve the city of Jackson, and if they'll have me, I'd be honored to be able to serve them. And we'll just go from there. I believe public service, everyone should have the opportunity to throw their name in. And if I end up a one-term guy, I think that's a perfectly okay thing. You know, I think, you know, our government might be better if we had a whole lot of just average people just throw their names in the hat and, you know, go up there and serve a term and do their best. And, you know, I think I'd be happy with a government formed like that.
Jeremy Alexander is the third ward city councilman running for mayor. Jeremy, appreciate the thoughts today and good luck to you.
Thank you, Greg. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I just hope everyone has a great day.
Take care. Jeremy Alexander on WKHM.